This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR. You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, and every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing."
It's Sunday night, and you're listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We're on WOR 710, and we're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Tomorrow we celebrate the life of Dr. Martin Luther King. It's not his birthday, though. I mean, America has a funny way of celebrating some birthdays. We decide to celebrate it on a Monday, so America gets a three-day weekend. Yay. What can I tell you? It's the way it works today, folks. I wonder what he would say if he knew Obama was the president of the United States today. We've come a long way. And children will be judged not by the color of their skin, but the content of their... What was that, Frank?
You had me.
Well, somebody will come up with it. Anyway, we're here with Frank Venezia.
Hey, David. Happy Sunday. How are you?
All right. I wish it was a happy Sunday. Man, did we have an ice storm. For those of you not listening in New York, because we have listeners all over the world, we woke up early this morning, and everything was a sheet of ice. I mean, this had to be for within a 50-mile radius of New York City, actually like a 100-mile radius of New York City, Orange County, Westchester County, Rockland County, New Jersey, even Pennsylvania. So our phone number here is 800-321-0710, and our email address is taxihail@aol.com. One way or another, I want to hear about your experiences this morning while you were driving, or what you witnessed during this black ice, which burdened every driver within 100 miles of New York City. It was crazy out there. We also tonight will be speaking with George Laszlo. He's the executive director of the Taxi and Limousine Commission Research Center, and he has a study on the age of all licensed vehicles that are licensed by the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. And a little later in the show, much later in the show, we're going to be speaking with one of the greatest blues guitarists alive today, Slam Allen. And he'll be coming up with a new CD in a couple of months. So, you know, we mix it up a little bit towards the end of the show here. Anyway, this morning I decided I was going to visit my daughter. So I get in my car and I walk out my door, and without moving my feet, I was sliding down towards my car. Not a good sign. Had my flashers on, did about 10 miles an hour until I got to Route 17, a major highway. And everyone was doing about 20 miles an hour with their flashers on. Okay. I get to the New York State Thruway, the Harriman Tolls. and right before the tolls, the New York State Thruway was closed this morning. I found out it was closed from Newburgh, New York, all the way down into New York City. So the Thruway was closed this morning. Okay, Charlie just sent us an email. I slid into a ditch to avoid an accident up here in Westchester County at 8 a.m. I missed my day of work, and I had to be towed. You know, there was a young lady behind me who was giving me the brights and honking her horn while I was on this, you know, two-lane state road, one lane in each direction. And I'm doing 10 miles an hour. I am not going faster. We passed two cars in ditches, okay? And this person still is honking me and giving me brights. We get on the quickway, and she passes me, gives me this dirty look. About a mile up the road, guess where she ended up? Hey, Frank, can you guess where she ended up?
I'm going to assume she was in a ditch as well, or very close to the median.
She was in a ditch as well. Okay, so the bitch was in a ditch. But anyway, you have to, you know, when it's ice out there, you just have to take it real slow. Actually, you should stay off the roads if you can, especially if you don't have four-wheel drive. Let's see, Eva from Pennsylvania sent us an email at 7:30 this morning. There was a traffic pileup on I-76, blocked it in both directions at Gulf Mills Road. Well, thank you for that information. And ice was the major problem. Yeah, I heard there were all kinds of problems. Thank you, Eva, for listening to the Taxi Days radio show. Peter from Brooklyn Heights, I saw all dog walkers falling on their butts as their dogs were sliding when they were walking them. Okay, Brooklyn Heights was icy too, folks, see? All over. We know parts of the Sawmill River Parkway was closed. The Cross Bronx Expressway was closed. The Palisades Parkway was closed. The New York State Thruway was closed. Every single bridge in and out of Staten Island was closed. So if you had to leave or get to Staten Island, you were out of luck. Ice was the culprit. There were at least a dozen cars involved in one crash on the Cross County Parkway up in Yonkers. Okay? So our phone number is 321-0710, and our email address is taxihail@aol.com. Also, there's this entrance to Route 6, which takes you up to the Palisades Parkway. It goes through Harriman Park. It's an elevated roadway. It's got to be at least a half a mile higher than the New York State Thruway, so needless to say, it should be more icy than the New York State Thruway, which was closed. There were wooden police horses in front of the entrances and flares in front of the entrances. And I saw at least two cars, both of them not four-wheel drive cars, go drive right over the flares around the wooden horses to get on this road. What the heck is wrong with people? What, do they have a death wish? You know, why would someone do that, Frank?
The flares in the barricade obviously weren't a clear indication that the road was closed. Come on. It's not meant for everyone. There's different interpretations for different individuals.
Yeah, that's right. What do you need to do?
Yeah, how quickly do you need to get somewhere?
Have guys with shotguns there?
Yeah, exactly, because I'm sure they'll blame someone else if God forbid, they were involved in an accident. I mean, I just read an article, you know, New Jersey State Police reported almost 500 calls before, actually 500 accidents before noon today.
Wow. And Mo just sent us an email. The Cross Bronx Expressway was closed at the Hutchinson River Parkway. I know because I was stuck in it. Well, sorry, Mo. What could I tell you, man? Everything was closed. Oh, and one of the worst things, the Long Island Expressway was closed at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Going eastbound. That means if you're in Manhattan, you can go through the tunnel, but there's this steep climb once you go through the Midtown Tunnel and get into Queens in order to get to the Long Island Expressway. No one could get up that incline. So they closed it. The Long Island Expressway by the Midtown Tunnel was also closed. Unbelievable. And the Grand Central Parkway was closed, and the New England Thruway was closed, so we can just go on and on and on. Obviously, there were a lot of problems this morning. We hope you all made it to wherever you were going safe, or you stayed home. You know, it was a good sleep-in day. Unfortunately, When I got to the thruway and it was closed, it took me an hour, over an hour, to drive that 10 miles back. So what is that?
Too long.
Yeah, too long. Too long is right. You have your seatbelt on, Frank? You know what that means when I say that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. Wait. Let me double check. Okay, turn it loose.
Okay. Clem is our first caller on the Taxi Dave radio show. Welcome to Taxi Dave.
Yes, cab drivers, they can give themselves a break. It's very important to listen to the weather forecast the night before and so forth. Very often it rains in the day and the temperature goes way down at night. Now, that's why I leave my car, the driver's door unlocked. This way I won't have a frozen lock in the morning. Now, what I wanted to ask you,
that's an important fact, Clem, leaving the doors unlocked. If you know we're getting an ice storm, or if it's raining and the temperature's around 32 degrees, leave the doors unlocked. You know, did you ever have that one morning where you try to get your key into the lock and it doesn't work? Or even with electric locks, like, hey, what the heck's wrong with my car? I don't understand. I can't unlock my doors. Good going, Clem. What else you got?
Well, before I go on, I got something important to ask you. But if you leave your car door, the driver's side door, unlocked the night before, when you come out, you won't have a problem. The door will open. I've seen business.
You also may not have a car, right?
Well, my car is very old. I'm not foolish. I keep an old car. It's a lot more financially expedient. Last week you said you were going to talk to the taxi commissioner. You were going to see her, and you would ask her. You remember she said she was going to suspend the $300 and $600 fines for cab drivers who go through a red light to accommodate an emergency vehicle? Did you ask her, is that suspension going to continue beyond January 1 just passed?
Actually, we got on to another subject. Okay, last I heard, they are going to count it starting January 1st. We got onto another subject, and that subject was actually vehicles and yellow cabs and how old the yellow cabs are. So something might be going on, you know, you heard it from Taxi Dave, in the near future with regard to the age of vehicles. And on that note, what I'd like to do now, if you don't mind, Clem, I'm going to introduce George Laszlo. George Laszlo is the executive director of the Taxi and Limousine Commission Research Center. And, you know, his organization released its first major study evaluating the entire for-hire and yellow vehicle fleets in New York City. So, welcome, George, to Taxi Dave's radio show.
Good evening, Dave. How are you doing? It sounds like you're doing actually well and hopefully staying warm.
Yeah, I didn't end up in a ditch and made it down to this beautiful Melrose Studios here with Frank Venezia. By the way, the Melrose Studios are in beautiful Briarwood, New York, overlooking the Van Wyck Expressway, which was a sheet of ice this morning as well, I'm told. All flights from Kennedy Airport were stopped temporarily. So,
interesting.
So here we are.
By the way, I gotta tell you before you get a phone call from the TLC that will tell you we are not actually affiliated at all with the New York TLC. We are a nonprofit organization based here in New York, Taxi Limousine Research Center. And we've been
Is it Taxi and Limousine? Ampersand Limousine Research Center?
Taxi
Just like the taxi?
Yes, Taxi and Limousine Research Center, Incorporated. So it's a nonprofit organization based in New York. But we essentially serve as a clearinghouse for information about the taxi and limo and for-hire businesses around the world. So I think that's what sets us apart is that we focus globally, which is going to be one of the things I'm going to discuss based on the study that we just did that you had mentioned, which, by the way, I got to tell you, if people are interested in getting a copy of that, it's free of charge, and they can get that on our website, which is TL Century, like Taxi Limousine Century.org, TLCentury.org. And We undertook this study because, you know, I do a lot of walking around and riding taxis in various boroughs, and it somehow occurred to me that it was time to take a look at the entire for-hire fleet, of which there are about 65,000 vehicles. And you know, of course, that only a bit over 13,000 of those are yellow. So I thought it would be interesting to see what shape those vehicles are in and to come up with a study here to show people what is actually going on from the age of the vehicle perspectives and see if there are any recommendations that could come out of that.
Well, so I looked over your report, and it's interesting that commuter vans seem to have the oldest vehicles on the road.
Yes. Of course, there's a small number of those, 468 commuter vans, and they are 7 to 12 years old, the vast majority of them, unfortunately. And if we switch over to the next category, like paratransit, those are 4 to 7 years old. And even if you look at the largest number of cars, which are the community and livery cars, which now, of course, include, or a subset would be the green cars, half of those, exactly half of those, are between 7 and 11 years old.
Well, probably a lot of them use taxis.
Yeah, probably. So if you put that in contrast, and of course you could say that this may be obvious because there are rules about service life for yellow cabs, 81% of those are 4 years or less old. So contrast that to that going exactly the opposite direction, going 7 to 12 years with these other cars or vehicles. And if you contrast it, of course, to also luxury vehicles, 65% of those are less than 4 years old. And black cars, there are three-fourths of them are 2010 models or newer. So there's an interesting contrast here. And we didn't, of course, when we started this, we had no idea, or we had a suspicion that this was the case. Our conclusion from all of this is that the TLC needs to pay more attention to the outer boroughs and all these other types of for-hire vehicles and not concentrate as much as they have in the past historically and through almost every administration on the yellow cabs.
I see that one-third of the SHLs, folks, the SHLs are the green cabs that cannot pick up below 96th Street. So one-third of them are 7 years old or older? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Now, of course, this is a small number. So, of course, the opposite of that would be that two-thirds, of course, are less than that. And I think that this is being done on purpose. So since the green cabs will now pretty much have to be similar in age, if you will, to yellow cabs over time, it makes sense that the people who are converting their livery cars to green cars would be favoring the newer ones. So I think that this green program, to give credit, in fact, to where it's due to David Yaskey's administration, although, of course, they've been lambasted for many other things, at least they instituted the green program, which, in fact, from my perspective, if you compare it to what was before, is very successful. So,
you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show. We're speaking with George Laszlo. He's the executive director of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. No, Taxi and Limousine Research Center. Sorry about that. Most people know the Ford Crown Victoria, which was, you know, they call it the old workhorse of the industry. And at one time, 99 out of 100 of taxis were Crown Victorias. How many of those are on the road at the time of your study?
There are still a very large number, and if the people who are interested in this go to the website and look at the study, you'll see exact numbers there, and we have very interesting charts about that. It's still a very high percentage, I'm guessing now because I don't have the chart in front of me, but could be 40% or so. Are still the Crown Vics. And, of course, those are going to wash out over the next 3 years simply because they're going to be too old based on legal requirements. More interesting, I think, on this side is that the company that actually has been the winner throughout the last couple of years is Toyota. Their market share has been increasing in the last few years. And one of the interesting findings of the study as well is that the backlash against the taxi of tomorrow, meaning that the taxi owners basically didn't want to buy them because they don't like being forced to do anything, essentially doubled up on their purchases of Toyotas. There were a third more Toyotas purchased in the 6 months of 2014 than the entire previous year for those.
And most of those are Camrys, I assume.
Most of them are Camrys. Many of them are a large number are hybrids. We have a very interesting graphic chart which shows all of the cars, and you can see year by year these graphs that show you the mix between Toyotas and Crown Victorias and Nissan.
Let's talk about the taxi of tomorrow for a second. The taxi of tomorrow was supposed to be the car that everyone loves, economical for purchasers, fuel efficient, wheelchair accessible. For some reason, they even have seats that are kill bacteria and kill odors. They have a partition, which some drivers despise and some drivers like. Most drivers don't like partitions. Till this day, I mean, at the time of your study, that was in July, George?
That's right. Because something like this was a tremendous amount of effort, we need to cut off. So we chose July 21, which is the date that we collected all of the data from the TLC. By the way, all the data comes from TLC, so either they're directly from their website or to the Open Data Initiative. So the numbers go back to that. So you can imagine that since that time, things have happened, which of course is important because one of the things we also looked into is the effect, the Uber effect, if you will. But just going back to your point on the taxi of tomorrow, we definitely saw an uptick in the Toyota sales at the expense of the Nissans. I think that is going to continue. And now I think with the taxi of tomorrow changes in their contract with allowing hybrid vehicles to be purchased, I'm not sure exactly what is going to happen, even though the TLC is thinking that there will be an 80% penetration of Nissan NV200s over the next couple of years.
And our medallion owners who are listening, and you might find this interesting, folks, starting April 20th, you must buy either the taxi of tomorrow or a hybrid. End of discussion. No other vehicles. The taxi of tomorrow. And to this date, George, there's about 640 Nissan NV200s, the taxis of tomorrow, on the road. So even since July, they've added about 300.
Yeah, I think that if you just basically walk around, especially, of course, in Manhattan, where the yellows are, for the most part, you'll see that there has been an uptick in NV200s. They certainly stand out. I would say, though, that I think the accessibility issue is still there. Even though you had mentioned that's one of the features, it's one that they're working on as opposed to it being reality today.
Our phone number is 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. If you want to comment, also our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. Just got an email from Mr. Sphere. I'm a taxi owner. Many passengers give me nice compliments about not having a partition. I think it's time for the TLC to change partition rules and make it optional to let drivers decide who likes to drive with a partition and who likes to drive without a partition. Taxi drivers today generate more credit card transactions than cash. And what happened to the email? There it is. Nope, we lost it. Okay, it's the first time that happened.
Well, you know, Dave, that's actually an interesting comment and actually goes back to our study in a way. You know, what's happening here in New York, and of course, it's one of your favorite topics as well about what's going on with all these apps and Uber and Lyft and so on.
I'll get into a conversation about Uber because I was actually a guest on Malachi McCourt and John McDonough's radio show on WBAI this week for an hour, and the subject was Uber. And it was very interesting. So why don't you just give us a synopsis of what your study found with relation to Uber and what your and what you believe the TLC needs to do as a result of your study.
Okay. Well, essentially, what we found, and this is, up, by the way, up till July 21, as you rightly pointed out earlier, is that our analysis said that as of that time, 50% of the black car fleet was being controlled by Uber. And I use the word controlled because, of course, Uber doesn't own anything, but they have convinced the drivers to come over to their side. And that's a huge number. And a lesser number, 12% as of that date, in the luxury side of the vehicles. And so that penetration is continuing. And I think what the important thing that can be drawn, a conclusion that can be drawn, is that it's now the passengers who are going to be in charge more than ever. I mean, in the past, they've had very little control over what goes on. I think that our analysis of the outer borough fleets, especially deliveries, show that they've been putting up with the age and the nature of the taxis that they're getting without much recourse. But I think that's changing, and with the apps coming on board and Uber being as successful as it has, as well as other companies coming into town like Get and Lyft, that the...
George, I got to go to a break. Let's go. I don't mean to sound rude, but come on.
Come back?
No, okay, I have other guests. I have other callers. Let's just get to a summary, please.
All right. Well, the summary is that because of what's happening with the Uber effect and the power of the consumer at these days, the TLC really can't take a look at all these segments of the market individually anymore. They need to take a holistic view of it. They need to improve the services that are taking place in the outer boroughs. Of course, that's expansion of the green cabs. And they have to be just holistic about things. They can't look at things in isolation anymore. So that includes the taxi of tomorrow.
And if they want, right, if people want to see your research study by the Taxi and Limousine Research Center, what's the website again?
It's TL, as in Taxi Limousine Century, tlcentury.org.
TLCentury.org. George Laszlo, Executive Director, thank you so much for coming on Taxi Days Radio Show. Sorry, wish I had more time. I think you'll find it interesting, folks. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls, read some of your emails, and we have Slam Allen coming up just a few minutes later. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I am Taxi Dave. We're broadcasting from the Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, New York, overlooking the beautiful Van Wyck Expressway. So, on this cold, icy day, stay warm, folks, and stay tuned.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Somebody said they saw you crying. You were walking down by the riverside. They said they heard you say that you want to leave this old world. Leave this old world.
That was Slam Allen, This World. Slam Man will be with us in a little while. We're back. You're listening to Taxi Dave on Taxi Dave's radio show. And Glenn sent us an email. There was a 30-car pileup this morning on 95 headed towards the George Washington Bridge at Teaneck at the Leonia border. Thanks a lot for that information, Glenn. It was a mess out there. What could I say? And, okay. And Eric wants to know whatever happened to all the Crown Vicks in the world. and also, let's see. Joe says Crown Vicks were not good in the snow. If it was icy out, you'd probably have a problem with all two-wheel drive cars. You know, but taxi drivers are the safest. In case you don't know that, folks, mile for mile, taxis have less accidents than virtually every other type of vehicle on the road, including fire trucks and police cars and sanitation trucks and post office trucks and FedEx trucks and passenger cars in New York City. How do you like that? Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. It's 800-321-0710. And somebody sent me a joke. Okay, this happened in court. Trooper, he was being asked by an attorney. Trooper, when you stopped the defendant, were your red and blue lights flashing? Yes. Did the defendant say anything when she got out of the car? Yes, sir. What did she say? She said, slurring, "What disco am I at?" Ba-dum-bum. Okay. Thank you for that. What could I tell you? Here's another. Let's take a call from Abdul. You're live on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Hi, good evening. This is Abdul Khan speaking. How are you?
Okay, sir.
I'm calling you to inform you about my one story that was published in your newspaper, January edition, January 2015. It happens on October 18, 2014.
All right. By the way, you can see Abdul's letter to the editor and at nyctaxinews.com if you're interested and you haven't seen the newspaper yet. So you want to tell us why you're calling on the radio show?
Yeah, I'm calling for justice, and I did nothing wrong on that day. I was dropping off a passenger in front of Hotel Pennsylvania on October 18, 2014. And then same time, one parked GMC SUV was trying to pull out and hit my left side rear bumper. The hit was very slight and no damage, so nobody called police for accident report. It was fine. But later on, the driver who did hit me, he made a false complaint against me that I hit his car and left the scene of incident and causing damage. So then the letter, then TLC sent me a letter, settlement letter, that is for $200.
Let me just encapsulate your story. Across the street from Penn Station is the Pennsylvania Hotel. Abdul was in his cab. An SUV pulled out and hit his fender. He was stopped. Both guys got out of their cars. They looked and they said, "Now, there's no damage. It's okay. Let's just go." And subsequently, the driver of the SUV filed a left the scene of an accident report with the NYPD. And that's been nothing but trouble for Abdul, correct?
I'm sorry, not the NYPD. They called the city, 311, and they called to the complaint to the TLC.
They complained to the TLC. Okay.
Yeah.
So this should be a lesson to everybody. If there's a fender bender, take the information. Exchange the information. You know, insurance information, registration information, driver's license information. Exchange it. Because sometimes when two people agree, apparently they speak to someone else and say, "Hey, you know, maybe we can make some money on this thing." But go ahead. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Yeah, actually then the TLC sent a letter. I was not agreed with the settlement offer because I did nothing wrong. And then I wrote a letter to TLC to investigate this case by the NYPD because, you know, in front of Pennsylvania Hotel, there are a lot of cameras. They can easily find out actually what has happened. But I don't know why they send the settlement letter without investigation. If someone made any kind of complaint, they should investigate first, is it right or wrong? Someone could make false complaint. So that's why I'm asking TLC to investigate this situation by the NYPD. And unfortunately, I could not present that hearing date. That was on December 19, and I didn't receive any hearing notice. So I was found guilty, and then they suspend my license for 30 days, $1,400 fine, and 3 points.
For doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, and later on, I did nothing wrong. And later on, I went to the Beaver Street for motion to vacate. And then after 3 days, my license suspension was taken off. The new hearing date was January 14, 2015.
And what happened, finally?
And I went that day, but the guy who made a complaint, he requested TLC for another date, so they gave me another new date.
But meanwhile, you're still driving, correct?
Yeah.
Get an attorney.
New driving.
Get an attorney. Abdul, yeah. Listen, the TLC listens to this show. Thank you for calling and expressing your concerns. You did nothing wrong, except that when there is a fender bender, even with no damage, I think we all learned a lesson here. Let's exchange information anyway and hold it. You know, as a result, it looked like you left the scene of an accident and you both mutually agreed just to forget about it, which happens all the time, right? All right. Thank you. I got one joke before, so here's another joke, and this is a good lead into our next guest, sort of. The attorney asks the client, did you blow your horn or anything before the accident? And the driver says, the attorney says, after the accident? The driver says, before the accident. What about before the accident? Did you blow your horn? And the driver says, sure, I played for 10 years. I even went to school for it. Ba-dum-bum. Anyway, what can I tell you, folks? This is what people send in. One of the greatest living blues guitarists, I had the honor of seeing him yesterday, and I also saw him a couple of years ago with my wife. And not only is he a great guitarist, but he's a hell of a guy. He's traveled halfway around the world playing from local places to stadiums. And the song you heard before is called This World, one of my favorites. And with us now is blues guitarist Slam Allen. Welcome to Taxi Dave's Radio Show.
Hey, thank you very much, Taxi Dave. Great to be on with you, man.
So, you know, you are such a great guitarist. It sounds like you have so many different influences in your life. Who influenced the way you play blues guitar?
Well, people that got me into it were my dad and my uncles. You know, I wanted to be like them. And my dad, you know, he was just had a rich history of all types of music, blues, soul, R&B, funk, rock and roll. And then it kind of just rubbed off on me. You know, he put on that first B.B. King record, and that was it for me.
And who else did you listen to besides B.B. King?
Well, B.B. King, Albert King, Freddie King, Albert Collins. You know, later on, I got into, like, you know, Jimi Hendrix. You know, then I got into the Stevie Ray Vaughan, then I got into Eric Clapton. You know, I just started absorbing more and more music from a lot of different people, a lot of different genres.
You also played in New York City for a few years with the James Cotton Band, right?
Yes, I went out to Chicago because I wanted to go somewhere where no one really knew me. And to see if, I had the magic. Sure enough, I went out there, and no more than about 3 weeks of me being in Chicago, James Cotton came to town, and he needed a band. So people who knew me, you know, referred me. I went to the rehearsal, and I was with him for 9 years.
Not bad for one rehearsal, huh?
Yeah, one weekend turned into 9 years, man. I'm telling you, it was a journey and an experience, man, that, you know, really, you know, was an honor for me.
Yeah, James Cotton used to do his flips on stage, and he was a direct line to Muddy Waters, right?
Exactly. He played with the Muddy Water Band for about 13 years, and then he went on his own and, you know, became, you know, legendary himself.
Wow. Let's talk about your new music. Now, I wanted to tell our listeners about your new CD that'll be coming out.
Okay, yes. It's going to be on American Showplace Music, independent label out of New Jersey. I had a great producer, Ben Elliott, who worked with some of the greats, from Eric Clapton to Luther Vandross to Keith Richards, you name it. You know, he really brought out, you know, all the years of playing and experience and you know, love I have in me. And we recorded it on, you know, this new CD. You know, I'm like, you know, I tell people I'm an overnight sensation, 30 years in the making. So everything that I experience, you know, I put it through the music. You know, I always tell people I may not be the greatest songwriter, I may not be the greatest player, but I can make you feel what I got.
And you certainly did. You certainly did that each time I saw you. I mean, you get that audience so involved, you know. I mean, they may be there for dinner, or they may be there to see someone else. And, you know, once you start playing, it's just like all eyes are on you. You're mesmerizing.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. I thank you for that compliment.
No,
my thing is always to make people happy. You know, I always tell people it's not about me, it's about how many people smile.
And your most current CD that's out now?
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about that? Is that called This World, or is that just one of the songs on it?
Yes, that's the title of the CD, and also one of the cuts on there. It's called This World. And, you know, it's just me expressing myself again, because, you know, I go through many forms. You know, I guess the older I get, the more I travel and things I experience, it just makes me able to express myself more.
Well, you know, I was singing that song today after listening to it in the car during the ice this morning. Like I said, it took me an hour just to go 10 miles back to my house from the New York State Thruway. And those lines, you know, this world has so much to offer. It sounds like somebody is down by a river possibly thinking about doing away, you know, with themselves because they have problems. And you're just saying, hey, everybody has problems, you know, probably worse than yours, man. The world has a lot to offer. And those blues lyrics and your guitar playing just, like, touches my heart, man.
Oh, thank you, Taxi Dale. I appreciate that, man. You know, I just write about true life experiences, whether it happened to me or somebody else. You know, I try to, you know, put that down on the recording.
Now, you've played at B.B. King's, and I understand you're going to be, you're going to have a, your new CD, a party there in a couple of months?
Yes, on May 30th, we're going to do, you know, a big CD release party. And, hopefully, we get, you know, a lot of people to come down and just experience, you know, the live vibe and pick up a disc. That'll be nice too.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like $10, man. How can you beat that?
Yeah, I try to keep it, you know, at a reasonable price for people, you know, because like I say, if I was doing this for the money, I'd quit a long time ago.
You know, it's funny because the couple sitting next to me last night said they saw you on a cruise ship. Is it true that you were the headliner for 6 months on a blues club on a cruise ship?
Yes, I was on a major cruise line that was the first cruise line to ever have a full-time blues club on it. And I was the first person to ever play a full-time blues club on any cruise line. And it became a huge success.
How do you stay on a ship for 6 months?
man, let me tell you something. You got to have the right mindset to do that. I didn't think I could do it at first, but... You know, after doing it and getting used to it, you know, it just became second nature, you know.
Well, I'm sure you developed a tremendous fan base from that.
Oh, my gosh. Almost every show that I do, there's always somebody from the cruise ship. They're always off the show.
Not to mention your shows in Israel and Spain, and I know you're going to Europe again in a month or two. So where else can people see you? Because, you know, you're a upper New York State guy. You know, lower Hudson Valley or in that area. Oh, off the famous Route 17. That was where everyone was going into ditches this morning. So, you know, where can people find out about your show, Slam?
Well, you can always check my website, slamallen.com.
And how do you spell Allen?
A-L-L-E-N.
So that's slamallen.com.
Yes. I have all my listings there. You can learn a little bit more about me. You can get my merchandise. You can do a lot of things on that site.
Well, folks, you're listening to one of the greatest blues guitarists living today. And when his new album, I'm so used to saying albums because I'm an old timer, but when his new CD comes out and his original music comes out, he'll be up there in lights with all the top names in blues history. So I got to thank you, Slam Allen, for being on Taxi Dave's radio show. And I hope you'll come on again before your CD's released.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for all that you're doing, man.
Well, thank you for touching my heart last night. Ladies and gentlemen, Slam Allen. Go to slamallen.com. Okay. Earlier in the week, I was interviewed on Malachi McCourt's radio show on WBAI with John McDonough. I was interviewed for an hour, and we talked about, guess what? Uber. Uber seems to be, in the news today, everywhere you go. This morning, it was on Channel 7. And, gee, people are calling in and texting and all this stuff. Let's just take a quick call from Frank. You want to tell us about your experience, this morning driving?
Yeah, not one of the brighter moments I had.
No, let's take the caller, Frank. Let's take the caller, Frank, and then we'll take you.
Hi, Dave?
Yes.
Hi, I was on the, Sawmill River Parkway after getting a nice long distance ride from JFK to Ferris Avenue up in Yonkers, and it was about 7:30 when I started to feel some slipping in my car. I went over to the shoulder and drove on the dirt for a little bit, then came back to the road and continued down the Sawmill River Parkway, but it was slanted and it was icy. I worried about people going horizontal across and hitting my car, so I ran off to the side of the road and waited there, and it was like somebody did a 360 in front of me later on and continued to try to drive on the road. Some people just don't have any respect for safety. And the guy next to me came over. He wanted to sit in my car. He was very nervous. He had done a 180 and did not have any problems, thank God. And he drove behind me on the shoulder and came into my car and sat with me for almost 2 hours. He was so nervous. Yeah, so it's kind of like a memory that will stay with me that I took my time.
Did you end up okay?
Yes, no problems. I'm in my Highlander. I got 18,000 more miles on my Highlander, same day's work than I'd had on my Crown Vic, so I'm making a lot more money on the Highlander.
Now, is it true, the Highlander, and that no taxi cab can be four-wheel drive?
The Highlander can be four-wheel drive, but I have four cylinders, not six.
So you are four-wheel drive?
Yes, right. No, I'm two-wheel drive up front.
Okay, front-wheel drive.
Yes, right.
Front-wheel drive is a big deal when it's snowy or icy.
Oh, absolutely, Dave. I have three shovels in my apartment in New York City, Brooklyn, and I didn't have to use them very much at all last year.
All right.
Crown Victoria needs a red carpet treatment. You've got to clear out the whole space in order to move in and move out. The Highlander, I backed right in. I backed out with hardly any shoveling at all, and it's been a joy to drive. Somebody threw up in the back of my cab New Year's Eve. He threw up out my window. But you can't do that in the Nissan. The new Nissan car, you got a little square window, Dave. You're trapped. You got to throw up in the car.
Well, you have to do what the airlines do and provide puke bags.
And a sign that tells you. I've got gallon-sized throw-up bags. I keep them. I use my pistachio nuts with them. I give them to people to throw up in if they need to throw up in. And, you know, that, it's very useful. People like that. They like to keep their respectability when they get sick and nauseous, which New York City is vulnerable to when we have when the economy gets good. People start to have drinks late at night. And they'll go home feeling nauseous. It happens. So I'm sensitive to that. And being able to throw up out my window was a blessing. New Year's Eve, I made a lot of money on New Year's Eve. I made the most money ever on New Year's Eve. And the young guy got out of my cab. I said, Happy New Year. And he walked over to the garbage can, throwing away the throw-up bag and the paper towels. And he had a good night. He got me almost patting him on the back. I was happy. He threw up my window.
Friday and Saturday nights. That's it. Hey, you know what? I think I'm going to make Taxi Day vomit bags for taxis. I like that idea.
Yeah. Pistachio nuts, Dave. There's a big mess with pistachio nuts, but if you keep them in a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, you're good. And pistachio nuts are very healthy for you.
Frank, thanks for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show and calling in. Appreciate it. Okay. Now, Frank Venezia, why don't you tell us about your driving experience this morning?
Listen, it wasn't a proud moment. As I'm thinking about what took place this morning, I'm not that far removed from the cars that you said drove around the barricades and drove over the flags. But I think the moral of the story is when they say stay off the roads, you really should stay off the roads. There was no reason to go out there. But I took a shot at it. Me and the wife went out for breakfast and took a little bit longer maybe coming back than we would have liked. But it all worked out in the end.
All right. When we come back, you'll hear some more of Taxi Dave on Taxi Dave's radio show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm here with Frank Venezia. It was an icy day on the roads, man. It was like a skating rink for cars this morning. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, like a heat wave. Nothing like waking up when it's 8 degrees outside, folks. I'm Taxi Dave. You're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. We're here with Frank Venezia. We've been taking your calls at 800-321-0710 and emails at taxihail@aol.com. Larry sent us one. I avoided two accidents this past week, actually, when truck drivers would not yield when my lane was obviously obstructed in Manhattan. In both cases, I had to swerve to get out of the way of a speeding truck that would not yield. And I had a passenger in the back each time. They are out of control. The lanes were obstructed by construction and cones, etc. Nothing, people think driving a cab is a piece of cake and doesn't take skill. You know, you're looking out for construction, for cones, for trucks, for buses, for traffic signals. Okay, you have beautiful fumes, you know, you have the heater on in the winter, if there's buses in front of you, and some buses have accidents all the time and pull out. You're looking for vehicles pulling out, for children and adults walking in between cars. I mean, everybody in New York City crosses at the corner, right, Frank?
Absolutely, me included, sometimes.
Okay, and in the middle of all that, you have to conduct a financial transaction. You're looking out for the police, because if you take too long, you're going to get a ticket for obstructing traffic, okay, or being in a bus lane. I mean, it's not an easy job, folks, you know. Take pity on your taxi driver and give him a big tip, will you? Especially if you're listening to this, that would be helpful also. You know, and the credit cards, they're saying the average tip is like 18-20%. I have to tell you something that really upset me. Really upset me. I have a Citibank credit card. All right. I owe thousands of dollars on it. And this month, a monthly payment was like $220. I didn't think any, $210. I didn't think anything of it. And I paid it. Well, you know, you have that light bulb go off in your head? I seem to have a lot of time on my hands the last week or so. So I was reading everything. Frank, I'm paying 28.74% on standard purchases. Almost 29%! You know, I remember when it was against the law to charge more than 24%. What is this, legal robbery?
Pretty close to it. Listen, it's most of these companies, and listen, look at the debt the country's in. Everybody makes money off of the interest. It's ridiculous. Everybody's got to try to keep themselves in check on what they're spending and pay down what you can, when you can, as fast as you can.
Well, out of $210, $150 was interest. I'm paying this sucker off this month. I'm done. Absolutely done. And, you know, I just found out. Noah just hit me with, we just have a minute left. So, you know, this thing went fast. I'm sorry I didn't get to all your callers. You know, I know a lot of people have a lot to say. Did read some emails, though. We're here every Sunday. Last week, you know, I never know when Rutgers basketball game is on. But I was on last week, folks, right after the game, which ended at 8:30. So if you hear a Rutgers basketball game on, stay tuned because Taxi Dave is going to be on. And we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Frank, thanks for being on. I want to thank our guest, George Laszlo, and Slam Allen, one of the greatest blues guitarists alive today in the world. So we'll be back next week. There's certainly a lot going on. And drive safe out there. I got to go now, folks.
Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.